Create, O Lord, a stillness within me. Father, calm my senses. Remove the shell enclosing my shoulders. Open the space inside my chest. Fill my lungs with a full, deep breath. From your lips to mine, widen the constricted places. Remind me, Father, of the palace that you are creating within me. Like C.S. Lewis once wrote, you thought you were being made into a decent little cottage, but he is building a palace. He intends to come and live in it himself. This place of freedom you're building is ours to share together. So Lord, let us mend the tables. Let us uproot the weeds and open the gates. Sit with me, O Lord, in this open space. Recline with me at the table. Dine with me in the garden. Here in your love, I flourish. Your love comforts and nourishes me. Your spirit is my palace. You are my safe place. When my soul searches for rest, pick me up, Father. Hold me like a child, alive and breathing fully. Lead me to recline. Draw my face to yours and breathe life into my lungs. Your tender love allows me to release all anxiety. You are my safe place, Lord. Blessed are you, Father, who seeks me and knows me, who holds me when I'm weak. Holding hands with my Father, I have no need to fear. The reassuring sensation of your hand in mine gives me the courage I need to move forward when I'd rather slink back from the challenge. You give me the courage to wake up, put my house in order, and live fully alive. Open my ears to hear the truth. Flush out the lies that shut me down, so that I may discern your voice. I am seen. I am loved. I am safe. I am free. I am whole. I am everything I need to be. I'm your child, and I'm assured in your love. You, loving Father, keep me, provide for me, and have my best interest at heart. Even when my emotions tell me otherwise, when I'm overcome by fear and doubt sets in, when this anxiety lingers still, when this world is shaken and calamity crashes on the shore, I will remind my heart of these great things, of your steadfast love and all that it means. Glory be unto you, my God and my Father. Glory in these healing waters. Glory in these still small places. Glory be unto you always, Lord. Amen.
If you want more moments like this, check out our First 15 podcast. It's a daily guide to help you experience God every morning through scripture, worship, and guided prayer. Start your day grounded in Him. Just search First 15 wherever you get your podcasts.